This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Benjamin Bush is a writer. He has contributed to Harper's and other publications. His memoir, Dust to Dust, was published in 2013. Bush is an actor. He had a regular role in the TV series The Wire during its last three seasons. He is a filmmaker and a Marine veteran who served two tours of duty in Iraq. Benjamin Bush will be at Western Michigan University on Wednesday, Veterans Day, for a talk called Homefront Debriefings, The Lives of Veterans in the 1st Civilian Division. Benjamin Bush, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's begin with the question of just coming back home. How hard is it when you have seen everything that you might see in combat to then sort of be back at the grocery store or back perhaps at your child's school or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's probably the one good thing that the Hurt Locker got right was when he's standing in that aisle and he can't make a decision about which cereal to choose. You know, he's had so many kind of profound decisions to make, and then suddenly the mundane becomes almost overwhelming in its lack of consequence. I think that's the biggest thing that's difficult to adapt to, is that you change to different consequences, different responsibilities. Returning from my first combat tour, I had left my wife at home, my family. And my second tour was much different because I left a baby at home with her. And I think all veterans go through this, whether we're talking about a universe that particularly focuses on the combat veteran. And I think to the exclusion of the largest of the veteran experience, which is non-combat, is just the simple participation in the military, which most of our service members in uniform are part of. But all of it involves a strange severance from family, whether it's just for training or domestic posting or not. We leave our environment, usually at a very young age, right after high school, for officers right after college. And combat was one of those strange environments where I kind of had to prepare not to return. You talk about some people thinking about home all the time, and everyone adapts to that disappearance from your other life differently. But in my case, on my second tour especially, after I'd been wounded and remained in Ramadi, which was a very cruel world in 2005, as it is now, it's controlled by the Islamic State. And I kind of had to give in to the reality that I wasn't coming back. And then to survive and return, I almost had to create a whole new acceptance of the world that I was in. I kind of planned to leave it already. And that was a very difficult part of returning, was coming back from all that pressure to an absence of pressure like that, the absence of imminent danger.
How mindful can you be of what your absence does to your family, your wife, and your kids, as opposed to just kind of focusing on getting yourself right? Is there time to think about the family, or is the focus on just you getting through day-to-day when you get back from a combat mission?
I think it's a great question, and I think we have a myopic fixation on the veteran, as if everyone has trauma, which most don't. And we forget the fact that while they were gone, their families were incapable of, first of all, feeling what those veterans were going through, seeing it in a real visceral sense. And their only hope was for the safety of their loved one. And they couldn't participate in that safety. The parents' job in life is to protect their child. And war takes that child from the parent and does not allow the parent to participate in their safety. And that's incredibly difficult for a parent to go through, for a lover, for a spouse, for children. The sense of dependency is very, very different. And we don't look at the families. We kind of all feel that we have to rally around the veteran upon the return, and we do. But there's equal pressure. There's the wish for survival. There's the worry over this kind of imaginary land that the veteran's living in by the families that we simply don't really acknowledge. We don't support. And we finally rushed to kind of understand the heavy burden of some of these experiences on veterans, but we still have left the families out of this.
As someone who did a couple different tours in Iraq, is it tougher to get yourself in the mindset to actually go into combat, or is it tougher to get into the civilian mindset when you get back home?
I found it far more difficult to adapt to civilian sensibilities after I had essentially discarded them in favor of combat sensibilities. You know, you return home, and especially from Iraq, where we had so many explosive devices planted along the roadways, you know, you regard trash in a totally new way, just along a regular street. There's a new suspicion of your environment. And we take our world for granted that it's not going to kill us most of the time. And a lot of veterans don't have that shared belief anymore for a while. It takes some time to kind of allow for just the general landscape not to be a threat. And I think that was hard for me to adapt to, still on a personal level. My suspicions remained pretty high for a long time. So I think that's part of the experience. I think preparing for combat is something that you train for. You know, I went through years and years of preparing for that event, for that kind of trouble. And honestly, I was far less, I guess, psychologically jarred by its actual arrival because of that preparation and because of the singular focus you have. In life, you know, in Kalamazoo, you don't usually have singular focuses. You have a day where you have to accomplish certain errands. And there's an awful lot of time built into that. In combat, you have one thing to worry about. You know, you're searching for an enemy at all times. And your tasks are so specific. I think it's a hard thing for a veteran to adapt to is that real sense of urgency and sense of purpose.
You wrote in the foreword to the book, Standing Down from Warrior to Civilian, about how discharge is such an appropriate word for what happens when you leave the military, because the soldier very suddenly goes from combat to civilian life. In some ways, is it almost too abrupt of a change for that person who actually has been in combat?
I think so. And I think the military has also incorporated a better sense of time afterwards. In the reserves, not much at all. I think the reserves are the ones that really had it the worst because they came directly from a far more civilian life. They were thrown directly into the immersion in military life and then were thrown right back into civilian life again. Most active duty, you know, they train for war all the time. Then they deploy to it and then return to a base which is filled with veterans, filled with similar experience, whereas reservists are thrown right back into the ecosystem. You know, they're thrown back into a dilution of people who have no shared experience, have no shared perspective on what just happened. And I think for them it's very difficult because it's such a profound transition. There is no air built into that. And I kind of describe, I think, you know, talking about coming from deep water, you know, divers have to return to the surface very, very slowly or they will die. You simply can't change pressure that quickly. The physical body can't adapt to it. And the mind can't either. And I think this is something where we go to the mind as much as the body. You're suddenly released from those pressures into, you know, shopping again. And mowing lawns and regular life, which despite its stresses on everybody else who doesn't serve in the military, they're very different stresses. I think think you're onto something with that strange transition and sometimes it being far too quick. So I think one thing that rescues us, and I'll certainly talk about this when I'm in Kalamazoo, is that the arts create that space where we can begin to interpret our experience. We can begin to find pieces of our experience in the work of others who have been trying to express it.
Have you found that when you've come back, the creative outlets you have, you know, as a writer, as an actor, and maybe not everybody is in quite your universe here. They're not the son of a novelist, and they may not get on an HBO series like The Wire. But is there something to the idea that having a place to perhaps express yourself creatively helps you deal with what you saw in combat and helps you deal with that transition back to being a civilian?
I think the arts help everyone deal with everything. I think we're all either listeners or storytellers, but in the end, we all respond to story. And we all have one. You know, people will talk about, there's so many veterans who are not combat veterans. I mean, 90% of them are not combat veterans, probably a higher percentage even. That doesn't make less of anything they've been through. They have changed their environment and their lives. They've moved, been transplanted, been uprooted. For a period of time, you don't own your life. You're given orders. They aren't called requests. And so I think storytelling is kind of a primal thing. If I can do this right, you know, what I want is to make a fire we can all gather around. And everyone has their turn. I don't know that any one particular genre satisfies what I'm trying to articulate. I think I've certainly been dealing with my combat experiences, but also just my experience in childhood. The journey of a life is filled with experiences, some of them traumatic without going anywhere. You know, I lost my parents. That's about as bad as it gets. You know, whether it was a heart attack or a bullet, loss has similarities everywhere in everyone's life. And I've found that language has been incredibly important to me. If we can inspire, even if they aren't going to write, if we can inspire some people to read things which have been written about their experiences, and maybe in that, find something which speaks to them, find something that makes them no longer alone, then I say we win. So I'm always going to back the arts when it comes to our own health.
Benjamin Bush, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Benjamin Bush is a writer, filmmaker, actor, and Marine veteran. He will speak about the Talking Service Program at Western Michigan University on Wednesday, Veterans Day. You can find links with more details at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.